Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare, no, the devil's nightmare, here from It's Time to Man Up, challenging men to step into their true manhood. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Merry Christmas and happy, joyful new year to Jesse at Share the Truth. What a great time of year to tell people about Jesus. If you're not doing that, Jesse, you're missing out on a blessing. This is the greatest gift we could give anyone, isn't it? Right, buddy? Tell everyone why that
is. That's right. Well, I mean, we all have to ask ourselves, did we get told by God that hell is real and that people are going there? Well, what are we going to do about it? I mean, Jesus came as a baby and he lived in a body that was all twisted apart like ours. You know, we're struck with illness, with death, with whipping later for him and torture. And he did all of this so that we could have salvation in Jesus Christ. And now he's asking us to go. And it's like, you know, if we don't go, if we don't celebrate Jesus's death and birth and his resurrection, ultimately with going and telling, then we must have to ask ourselves, well, are we not where God, you know, are we where God wants us to be? I hate talking, you know, so dramatically during such a prominent time of year, but I hope that this serves as a wake-up call, like a New Year's resolution, a Christmas Day blessing to say, yes, this is the year that I'm really going to lay down my life and let Christ live through me. You know, God says if we save our lives, we'll lose it, but if we lose our lives for his sake, we'll save it. And a lot of that is wrapped around us just moving our hands and giving a Share the Truth Now card, which you can do at sharethetruthnow.com. You can get these cards sent to you for free. And this is really the miracle of Christmas. It is a miracle in your hand. You're giving the gospel out immediately, and it adapts for that unbeliever, whether they're an atheist or a Mormon or a Jehovah's Witness or a Muslim. It adapts for that person. And that is going to also help them find a local church in their area. So it is one beautiful gift that you can give out, not just during the Christmas season or during the first couple weeks of January, but all year round. And I believe that God, after this year of development, that God's really situating us to start a revival around this country that will bless many millions and millions of people because of listeners like you that are taking the Great Commission, you know, the Go Tell It on the Mountain, seriously. And I appreciate everyone doing this. I mean, it is important for us to realize that ultimately what matters is not the lure of riches, not the lure of self-worth and what we have or who we know, but it's in the lure of making Jesus God to ourselves, to lead in a way that others will follow, and that leadership must include evangelism and must include the gospel. And there's no other way in the world that I would ever want to live my life, because that is exactly the way that God wants us to live it.
Let's talk about joy to the world is not just a Christmas thing. We often limit these hymns and carols, this idea of joy, this idea of giving. And I'll give you a direct quote from my Christmas book from chapter 7. To the consumer, Christmas Day is the end, but to the believer, it's only the beginning. And the beautiful, glorious, you're not going to guilt anyone into heaven, by the way. And honestly, Jesse, I love you, and I love these evangelists that get up there and scare the tar out of us. But we're not going to guilt believers into sharing the gospel. But what we are going to do is we're going to present Jesus Christ. And because here's what happened: the preborn John the Baptist leapt in the womb with joy. In the womb, preborn. The pregnant woman, Mary, rejoiced in God her Savior, Luke 1. The poor shepherds had joy as they encountered and as they saw the angels and were sent to see Jesus. The wise men, the wealthiest of all, these powerful sages, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. So there's something that, the one thing they all had in common, Jesse, the one thing they all had in common is something that applies to Christmas and to the new year. And that is they all encountered the living Lord Jesus Christ. And the question for you, I want to challenge everyone out there. Have you truly encountered Jesus? Because if you have, you don't need a couple guys to bang you around and beat you up and say, what are you doing? How ashamed of you. If you don't speak for him, if you don't stand up for him, he won't stand up for you. And oh, the day of, you're going to be weeping in the judgment seat. We're not going to get into all that. Here's what we're going to tell you. If you've experienced Jesus, you are going to want to share him. I can't help but share with a guy that just came by my house a little bit ago. I just instinctively gave him a share of the truth card. I said, listen, I know you're getting a lot of nice gifts for Christmas. You know, probably a nice new suit of clothes, you know, maybe some nice socks, maybe a new car. Who knows what you're getting? But I'm giving you a little card. This card, it can be a toothpick. It can be a little Frisbee. It can be a little something you use to clean out your fingernails. But if you'll hit this QR code on this card, it will share with you the glorious gospel of a Savior who left the riches and the wealth of infinite heaven to come into the poor, dark, squalor of just awful world that we're in to save sinners like you and me. That's the gospel. Right. And this Jesus
now,
Christ.
Now, what did he do? What did he say to you?
He's so excited. He didn't give it back. He said, man, thank you. I'm going to share this with my family.
What did his eyes look like when you were talking to him?
He was so grateful and he was just encouraged that here someone would take a minute out of a busy day to be concerned about his soul. And here's my question.
Now, I want people to hear this, okay, because this is my experience, and so I already know the answer. But, Stu, you know, one of the largest excuses we hear for people not going and sharing their faith is that they think that people aren't going to take the card. And, you know, last week I was traveling to Austin. I was without my family. It made it a lot easier, but I probably handed out 300 Share the Truth Now cards.
Isn't that something?
Hugs, prayers, you know, I got to be a minister in the light and the darkness. I was there on the front lines, and I am telling you, out of 300 people, I think two of them did not take the card. I mean, I want to ask you, Stu, when you're talking to these, you know, this person just recently, and then also the people that you've been talking to in the past, like, have you ever had a negative experience? I mean, when you're connecting with them, it's just like what people are afraid that you're going to interrupt them, you know. But how many times do you feel like you're actually interrupting somebody when you're giving out these cards? I mean, you've handed out thousands yourself.
Well, it's you know, you're not shoving something in someone's face. It's very I love what you say. You give a card to someone who gives you something. You just way overpaid for a latte. Hey, give them a nice tip and give them a card and say, hey, this card proves that God loves you. The line out the Starbucks or whatever coffee shop I'm at is going out the door. I'm not going to stand here and preach a sermon and make everyone mad and ruin my testimony trying to convert you to Christ, but I'm going to give you a card that you can take, put in your pocket, later on hit the QR code, and you wouldn't believe the testimony is coming back. And this is what we're trying to encourage everyone to do. We're listening right now. Order these cards. We are giving you the greatest gift, the gift that keeps on giving, the gift that goes beyond the cradle, the gift that takes people to the cross and that it extols and glorifies Christ, who's wearing the crown, who's the returning king. So this is a way, a simple way to give the gospel. So, Jesse, tell people how they can order the cards for free. F-R-E-E. Yes. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. This is how you order those cards right now.
Free.
Jesse, tell them.
ShareTheTruthNow.com. Go to ShareTheTruthNow.com right now and get these cards ordered so you can have these cards to hand out to whoever hands you something first. When someone goes onto this website off that QR code called TrueLife.org, that they'll see a special video message from Pastor Jonathan Falwell, who's the Chancellor of Liberty University. And then down below, there's all these video answers to life's hard questions. And these questions are built to help answer the ones that you probably can't answer on your own, like why does God allow evil? Why does God allow abuse? And these are video answers that are just waiting for people. There's over 100 of them, and of course there's ones that are tailor-made for the people's worldview. So when you give that card to somebody, it really is fulfilling scripture where you're trying to become all things to all people, and we're succeeding in that with this technology. So please go to ShareTheTruthNow.com. That's ShareTheTruthNow.com, and get these cards ordered today for free. Also, please donate. Your donation is doubled by GiveSendGo.com. GiveSendGo.com will double your donation to us to help keep this going. So if you're able to donate, donate. If you can't, don't. There's no reason not to get these cards. And I want to say that when you are getting the opportunity to do these, like, handoffs, you're going to see God use you in such incredible ways. I haven't shared this yet, I think, publicly, but when I was on my way home from Thanksgiving, I only had 5 or 6 cards with me, and we were going from Tampa up to where I live in Virginia, and I was actually giving out, 5 cards in between the agents that are checking me in, and there was one guy in TSA line, who's a 6'5" black guy, and I handed him the card, and then he punched me in my face and said, "Never do this." I'm kidding. He said, "Thank you." He stuck it in his pocket, and then I mean, there's like 7 or 8 planes taking off, and this is a very busy airport. It's right after Thanksgiving, and would you believe that he came and sat next to me on the plane? He is the one that had the seat next to me, and I looked at him and I said, "Do you realize the odds of this? I mean, all the airplanes that we're taking off, all the seats in those airplanes, and then you get to sit down right next to me. You got to tell me, brother, what is going on? Like, why are you sitting here?" He said, "Well, you know what? When you handed me that card, I thought that I would be sitting next to you. I just had this weird feeling." And I said, "Really, brother, tell me what happened." He said, "Well, you see, last night when I was at church," because we're flying home on a Monday, "when I was at church, my mother, she prayed over me and asked God to help me come to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior." And I said, "Wow." He said, "Well, did you?" He said, "No." So they got another group together and prayed over me, and I still didn't accept Jesus as my Savior. And I'm in Tim's airplane now, you know, miraculously, divinely appointed. And I asked him, I said, "Well, do you want to become a Christian right now? Do you want to accept Jesus as your Savior?" And he said, "Yes." And we prayed right there on the plane, and he gave
praise
his
God.
Life to Jesus.
And we were that's the kind of thing that happened. You know, God, just pray God. Look, no card, none of this. No card can change someone's life. Jesus can. But this is a way for you to hand someone something, give someone something. You might be in a no-talk zone, in a library, but you can slide a card across, write a little note on it. I will very frequently write the Christian radio station. I'll write 97.7 FM or whatever market I'm in. I was in Atlantic City, and I found a Christian radio station on 102.7 FM. So I handed out a card to my valet drivers, and I wrote that station on there for them, you know, to listen to follow up. We need your help. We're trying to get this radio program and daily Share the Truth minutes messages blasting on radio stations all over the country and the world. Any gift of any amount will help this ministry. Please, this is not your money. This is the Lord's. It's coming to the end of the year. It's a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year edition of Share the Truth, sharethetruthnow.com. Please, we graciously implore you to give as the Lord has given to you to bless Share the Truth. Everything donations is at that website, and order your cards for
share
free,
the truth
by the way.
Now.com. Share the truth now.com, and you order your cards for free. But listen, guys, I want everyone to hear me. Are we in desperate need for a revival in this country? The answer is yes. So what are we going to do about it? I've heard people talk about civil war. I've heard people go the extreme. But I mean, have we really tried sharing the gospel? Have we really activated the army of God to get out there and pierce the darkness with His truth? Guys, let's not talk about civil war. Let's not talk about the disappointments with our judiciary. You know, let's talk about disappointments in our church for not sharing the faith the way we should. Guys, do not be part of the people that are apathetic. Rise against them and say, "That's not what God wants in my life. I'm not going to be like them. I'm going to be like Christ." And go to sharethetruthnow.com. and get your cards ordered and be part of a revival effort that truly is multiplying across this country. Again, no guilt on anyone. I'm just telling you what the Bible is saying, and you guys need to pray and ask in your heart, you know, are you stuck on the riches that God's given you and the goals? Well, I mean, what's your goals? Right.
We got to go. We're out of time, Jesse. Okay. 10 more seconds. 10 more seconds. We got to go.
10 more seconds. It's not my friends listening. It's not about what our riches are. It's in the world. It's not what God's riches are, and the real riches are sold. And so we need to make sure that nothing in our hearts and lives supersede the goal of reaching the lost for Jesus. So go to sharethetruthnow.com, and be a part of a revival effort that truly is multiplying, because the other side of this card actually lets people order their cards for free. So you're multiplying the effort. Christians are going to church, going and getting their cards for free. Unbelievers are going to church all from the same card and getting the gospel and coming to know Jesus. So be the hands and feet of God this year, this new year coming up, and get to sharethetruthnow.com and get those cards for free. And we'll let God take care of the rest.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Jesse.
Thank you. Love you so much, Stu. You're amazing. And I can't thank God enough for your leadership on this project, and actually you thinking of this card idea. It is moving around the world already, and we can't wait to see what the new year has in store.
Amen. Big things to come. Bless you, brother. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
This is the Truth Network.